Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
The Beltway Blitz, every day at 4 o'clock. The teams in town you care the most about right here on Grant and Danny. It is moments away.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
At 5 o'clock in 1 hour, the maiden voyage of our Tuesday 5 p.m. segment with Bill Jacory Krosky-Merritt will be on the show here on Grant and Danny. We're fired up about that. We should also remind people that this week, our Friday field trip, coming up on Friday, we're taking the show on the road as we do throughout the football season. We're going back out to Reston, Virginia. We're going to be at Char Bar, which is in the JW Marriott. All are welcome. Obviously, don't have to be staying at the JW Marriott. There's parking there. Come on out. Char Bar is beautiful. It's great. Wear your burgundy and gold. Wear your Commander's stuff. Eat and drink and be merry and get ready for Commander's Falcons with us on Grant and Danny. Let's talk hockey, football, and the Commanders locally, all coming up on this Beltway Blitz. We start with Sammy Silber of Hockey News. Sammy, it was good to see you from afar for a couple of moments out at camp the other day when we swung through. Alex Ovechkin is hurt. What gives here? What's going on with this lower body injury?
Yeah, it's held him off the ice for the last few days. He was skating this morning in, you know, a non-contact jersey, just, you know, getting some laps in, getting some shooting work in with Charlie Lindgren. And, you know, I think a lot of it is really just precautionary. You know, he's 40 years old. He's going into his 21st season. It's training camp. It's still early, and there's a long way to go before the start of the regular season, right? So they're just playing it, you know, day by day, kind of seeing where he's at and, you know, hasn't been ruled out to practice tomorrow. So, you know, usual wear and tear, and hopefully it's nothing, you know, lingering.
I have been fooled by young players preseason or some minor league totals here and there before. Do they have some young guys that will come up and make a difference now on this veteran team?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you look at the roster competition, right? And it's Chris Patrick said best. That's going to be a dogfight for those spots. And, you know, you got young guys like Justin Sortif, who, you know, came in the trade this offseason. And, you know, you also got prospects in the system. You know, you got Andrew Kristol, who, you know, could make a run for the team here. It'll be hard. But, you know, and then you got LaPierre and Mira Sinchenko, who want to be full-time NHLers. Ethan Frank, who wants to keep his spot. And then you also look at, you know, some of the dark horses and other people in the lineup, and it's a promising young group, not to mention you got Ryan Leonard, you know, right there on your top six. So I think you're in a really decent spot, and there's a lot of promise and a lot of reasons to be excited this season.
Does LaPierre look better? And then tell people about Kristol, who was incredible last year, but is very undersized.
Yeah, I think LaPierre looks good. You know, I think you can see it, you know, his will and his drive and his passion and how much he wants it. And when you come into the rink with that attitude every day, it's going to translate into everything that you do on the ice, off the ice, to kind of show the coaching staff what you're capable of. And, you know, he looks a step quicker. He looks more confident in himself, more mature out there, just focused and, you know, all eyes on the prize. So it's been fun to watch Lappy. And then, you know, you look at Crystal and you see a young guy who, you know, last year maybe didn't have him penciled in on your roster, but nearly, you know, stole a spot, right? So looking at him, he's a, you know, you can see he's a little bit bigger and stronger than he was last year. And his skating has definitely taken a step. His speed definitely stands out. And I think when you look at Crystal, you know, it's still super early. It's only been a few days. But, you know, once the preseason games start to ramp up here and he gets to show what he can do in game action, he could do the same thing. So definitely keep an eye on him.
You mentioned last year, really good regular season, just kind of knocked around in that second round of the postseason against Carolina. What feels different this year, if anything?
That's a hard one. I mean, because it's still so early. I mean, I think that the biggest difference, right, is that you're not coming in with an all new group this year, right? There was a lot of turnover. You see a lot of the same guys coming back. You know, a lot of the roster is solidified, but at the same time, you do have some space for those young guys to get opportunity. So it is a nice balance. I think you see a group that's more, you know, obviously familiar with one another, more connected. And I mean, that will only translate well to the ice. So it's good to see. And especially, you know, if you want to make a deep run, you know, it's good to see that they're getting off to a good start in camp.
Sammy, thank you. Keep up the good work out there and we will chat soon.
All right. Thanks guys. See
you. You got it. Sammy Silber with us on Grant and Danny. All right, let's keep it moving on the Blitz. Eric Edholm covers the National Football League and gives us some insight on his power rankings. You see his work at NFL Media. Eric, the Commanders come in at number 8 for you after their big win over the Raiders. Played the one playoff caliber team. It didn't go well, but sandwiched around the Packers, 15 and 17 point wins. What do you make of Washington so far?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's been shockingly different than expectations. Obviously, you know, the Green Bay game was, like you said, kind of the, you know, the measuring stick game or whatever. You know, with each week you get a little bit more information. But, you know, I had to hedge a little just given Jaden's injury and a little bit of murkiness just around, you know, when's he coming back this week? Is it next? You know, and I know they've got some road games coming up. But, you know, I thought I watched the game Sunday and really thought the explosive plays were great. You know, obviously the shared rushing attack and, you know, good to see Mariota overcome the fumble and have a productive day. And it'll be fun if he does get that chance in Atlanta, because I know things didn't end well there for him.
Eric, the Eagles have won 19 of their last 20, 3-1 score games to start this season.
Yeah.
At some point, it's no longer a coincidence, right? I mean, this is sort of who they are. They've looked vulnerable. They've looked beatable. And yet, again, the only time they've lost, Jalen Hurts was concussed and it was against Washington, and they still had a great chance to win that game. Devontae Smith dropped the pass that he catches 100 out of 100 times. What do we make of it?
Yeah, right. No, it's a great point. And I think there are examples where you can kind of draw off the what we've seen the year before. Even if teams change, rosters change, like, the core of this team is intact, even with some defensive players no longer there. But, you know, I almost kind of relate it to how we were thinking about the Chiefs last year. Everyone kind of griped, oh, the offense isn't any good anymore, and they're barely beating the Panthers and what's going on. You know, every week is a challenge in this league. And when you're the Eagles, you're the Super Bowl champs, and then you got a target, you know, everyone's going to give you the close to their best game. So there's some of that. And obviously, you know, coming back from the deficit they kind of put themselves into on Sunday and shutting the door defensively, you know, getting that passing game going, finally getting A.J. Brown involved, you know, I think it almost kind of woke them up in terms of, you know, it's easy to kind of just grind your way down. Not easy, but it's easy to fall into the habit of doing that. And when they open things up, they can be an explosive offense. So I'll be curious to see what the carryover is, but I kept them at number one just because they've built up so much faith and so much goodwill over the last, like you said, 20 games.
Eric, one team that is hard to peg is the San Francisco 49ers. They're 3-0, but they've beaten New Orleans and Arizona the last 2 weeks in pretty close games, and now they've lost Nick Bosa for the remainder of the season. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I got a little heat on X today. A Niners fan was sort of challenging me. I put him 12th because, or 11th or 12th, right around there. But yeah, the record's impressive. Yes, they've come through in late game situations, but the quarterback's hurt. Their best pass rush is hurt. Still missing, you know, threats at receiver. Still trying to make the offensive line work. They were already thin on the defensive line before Bosa got hurt, or at least they were, you know, at the place where they sort of felt comfortable, I guess. But you take a player like that out of the rotation, and, you know, it puts a ton of pressure on Mykael Williams, the rookie who's played well. I mean, he made some plays Sunday, but, you know, now he becomes one of the focus areas for opponents. And, you know, they're asking Christian McCaffrey to do a lot. Pierce helped out. You know, they found some other sources of offense. But, you know, when Purdy's not in there, and even if he is, it does feel like it's just a grind every week. So tip of the hat for the wins. But, you know, big picture right now, they don't have a tough schedule this season. So I don't want to overrate them too quickly until they start getting a little healthier.
Houston's got a great chance to get a win this week. They finally play Tennessee, but they're 0-3. Are they in, like, give me the range of trouble. Is it cooked? Is it almost cooked? Is it like simmering? Like how much trouble are they in?
Well, I'll say this just for perspective. I mean, the Colts have looked really good so far. I mean, this isn't just like a smoke and mirrors 3-0. I mean, they have been impressive. They have one punt, no turnovers, two sacks given up all year. I mean, you know, so if they play well against the Rams or even beat the Rams this weekend, like, they're a real threat. And the fact that they would be 4-0 at that point and have a pretty good lead in the division, you know, that would really make it tough on Houston. I can't help but look back at their offseason. They fired the OC. They get rid of the O-line coach. They don't make a ton of additions on offense, the draft, you know, some receiver help. But, you know, it was almost like they felt like, all right, let's swap those two parts out. We'll get two new coaches in, and everything will be great. And it hasn't been. You know, they haven't scored in the red zone this year. Haven't scored a touchdown in the red zone this year. They've turned the ball over in key situations late. They let the Bucs come back on them. And, you know, the Rams stole a potential victory from them in week one. So, you know, those are the kind of games where, you know, you draft C.J. Stroud and you build around him to have an offense that can finish those things off. And I think we have to call Stroud out too. He's missed some throws. He's taken some sacks that he shouldn't. I know the protection isn't good. I know they're still figuring that out, but just like the lack of offensive identity has just killed them. And they could have won all three games, which is even more frustrating for them.
One last one. Justin Herbert appears to be playing at an MVP level. You talked about the Colts. Daniel Jones is leading all quarterbacks in EPA per play. So those guys are both in that conversation.
Yeah.
But who's been the biggest surprise, either player or team, that just stands out to you as maybe legit and something that could sustain moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen, I think, MVP flashes from Herbert in the past. I know last year was a little different. You know, they kind of dialed it back for him, you know, ran the ball a lot. His efficiency was great, but this year it's different. I mean, I don't know that I was shocked by it. I mean, he's just reacting and processing so much quicker, and even with some pressure, he's getting rid of the ball and putting it in a great spot. But I feel like I've seen that version of Herbert before in doses. I don't know that I've seen Daniel Jones string three excellent games back to back to back. I don't know. Maybe I have and I've forgotten. It's been a minute. But I'm telling you, like, I was kind of shocked watching him. He looked so composed. He's, you know, the times that the rush did get near, he was definitely navigating the pocket, using his legs as a weapon. You know, they have like five guys you can go to. Sure, Jonathan Taylor's the go-to guy. Pittman's great, but Tyler Warren, the rookie, Josh Downs, Alec Pierce. I mean, they really do have multiple weapons there. And even still, I have to say he's playing far better than I ever could have imagined when they announced he was the starter. So I think he's the biggest one off the top of my head. Again, it can all go haywire. It can go sideways really fast. But, you know, I think we almost have to kind of put his history to the side for a minute and say, right now, scheme, talent, and everything is working in harmony as it should.
Eric, thank you, buddy. Have a great week.
All right, guys. See ya.
We'll see you, dude. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. My guy, that's Michael Phillips' music, 910 The Fan, and the Richmonder to talk about Washington. Michael, there are so many injuries. My goodness gracious. What's the most significant? And obviously, guys, non-Jaden Daniels division, but what do you make of all of it?
Yeah, I think you got to go non-Jaden Daniels division. I think the big issue is in the secondary, because I think you look at the two dominant defensive performances against the Giants and against the Raiders. You'd say there's commonalities there in the quarterbacks, right? Russell Wilson, maybe a little past his expiration date. Geno Smith, not known for being a guy who's going to get out there and mobile and fling the ball quickly. He takes his time. The D-line was able to feast in both of those games. They were really, really good. And so they're covering for that secondary. But as you look at Will Harris out, as you look at Lattimore banged up, as you look at Amos now, you know, we don't know what's up with him. We'll have to wait until the Wednesday injury report. You know, Danny, they're stacking up here. And I think that's a big issue for this defense against quality opponents.
I want to go back to the Jaden Daniels injury that you just referenced. What do you think's going on here? Do we have all the information? Obviously, they're not going to tell us everything, but they're saying day-to-day. They've been saying that for a couple of weeks. Can it be day-to-day for multiple weeks?
Well, last year, you know, he had the hip injury or the rib injury, and, you know, he was, you know, whatever, day-to-day, going to play, didn't play, did play, got out there, was fine, very clearly wasn't fine. No, he's fine. Don't worry about it. And then after the season, oh, yeah, he had a fracture in his rib. I forgot to tell you guys. It could be something similar here. Now, I don't think it's anything more severe, because if you think about knee injuries, right, that escalation goes from, you know, bruise, sprain to ligaments. And you know, if it is ligament damage, that's almost always at least 4 weeks, and he'd be on injured reserve to free up the roster spot. So I don't think it's more serious than that. But on the scale of good to bad, it could be closer to bad than good. I think he's pretty determined to play through it. I think the team will be pretty determined to get him out there this week. I think we'll see him. My guess would be he'll practice limited Wednesday, limited Thursday, full Friday, be ready to go by game day. But I wouldn't rule out some kind of sluggishness as he gets back from this thing.
So McLaurin's getting himself a second opinion on his quad. That long catch and run that I thought should have been a touchdown, by the way, sort of belies what's been, you know, a slow start to the season. He did that last year, in fairness. But so what do we make of McLaurin's start so far, and how big an impact is it if he can't go?
Man, I just think it's a big impact that both he and Jaden are both banged up. They're not going to be able to build this chemistry, this connection that they very clearly had last year. And I do acknowledge it took them time to build it last year, but they built it through practice, through working together, through getting those kinks out. And they didn't have that opportunity in training camp. They didn't have that opportunity, coming out of the Packers game because of Jaden's injury. Now they don't have the opportunity this week because both of them have injuries. It's one of those things, like, everybody wants to be like, he's a gamer. You know, he'll show up in the game. Don't worry about practice. Like, it's good validation for the young people out there who are listening. Like, practice actually does matter. And when you don't get practice as a team, it actually does have impacts and ramifications. And you're looking at a star quarterback and a star wide receiver who haven't practiced together in a really long time and aren't getting that practice time together. And I think you're seeing the results of that on the field. Of they're just not, they're both really good at what they do, but they're just a little bit out of sync. And so it's a good reminder, like, yeah, practice does matter.
Do you think Daniels plays Sunday? Do you think Terry plays Sunday?
I do think Daniels plays Sunday. I don't have a good feel for Terry because that's such a weird freak thing. Like, he looked fine running out to get the touchdown ball after Luke scored, which is kind of him and Jaden's thing now, I guess. It's such a weird thing. It just kind of popped up out of nowhere there late in the game on that play. I'll wait for the injury report Wednesday to tell you how I feel it's going to go for Sunday, because I think his participation will say something on that. I think they both play. I think my concern is still probably a lot more on the defensive side of the ball than the offensive side right now.
What scares you the most about Atlanta?
Well, this is a desperate team coming in, and they played these guys close last year. That was certainly one of the better games of the year, overtime Sunday Night Football. Certainly, if Raheem Morris wants to forget how to call timeouts again, we'd all appreciate that. You need every advantage you can get. This is, you know, you look at that 30-0, man, like getting blanked in Carolina. You don't go much lower than that. What I know about the NFL is there are no teams that are truly that bad ever, right? Any team's capable of springing one on you in any given week. And some people will be like, yeah, that's awesome. Bring on a team that just got blanked by Carolina. I don't know, man. I want to steer clear of that team because they're going to be ready for redemption, ready to redeem themselves. And I haven't heard an official word yet. Do we have an official word? It's Penix yet?
It's definitely going to be Penix. I mean, Raheem Morris was asked after the game and just said, we're not benching the kid. So okay. I would be shocked if they didn't.
I mean, that said, when you get benched in the middle of an NFL game, you know the clock is ticking, and he knows the guy behind him is extremely well-paid and capable of doing the job. I think he understands how important Sunday is for his NFL career.
Michael, great as always, buddy. Thank you.
You know, it's a good time being on with you guys.
See you, buddy.
Always a good time when we get to talk to Michael Phillips, who knows a thing or two about a thing or two. Let's do this next on Grant and Danny. The Commanders are 2-1. They have won two home games by 15 and 17 points, sandwiched around that Green Bay game. Let's go, yeah, but. Things are going well. They got a really good chance to be 3-1 through their first four games. Is there a yeah, but for you about this team? Something that we got to keep tracking. We got to keep our eyes on. We can't forget about. Yeah, but. After a 2-1 start with a chance to get to 3-1 on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Minutes from our first conversation with Jacory Kroski-Merritt, will be with us at 5 o'clock every Tuesday all season long. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's go through some things that, even though Washington's coming off a big win, and even though at home twice they've blown out pretty bad teams, we're still tracking and a little bit concerned about. We're going to call this yeah, but. So the way we can do this, Danny, is, yeah, they're 2-1, but you can call us with your yeah, but at 800-636-1067. I'll give you my first one.
Okay.
Yes, I'm excited, and the Commanders are 2-1, but the injuries are mounting. Secondary, specifically, corner and safety, quarterback, knee, big brace. We're going into game number two where maybe he's not around and we don't really have any updates. The team's not given any intel at all on what's going on with Jaden Daniels in the knee. This is a dual threat running quarterback who, if you had a game today, would miss a second straight game probably. So, yeah, they're 2-1, but last year injuries were never a problem. This year they're already becoming a dilemma. You've lost a defensive end for the season. You've lost a running back for the year. Yeah, but these injuries, man.
They're 2-1, and I'm much happier about that than if they were 1-2 or 0-3. That's obvious. But the last 2 weeks, they've allowed an average of just under 300 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, no picks, and they're one of 3 teams that has not forced a turnover on defense at all. They are vulnerable through the air. That's before some of the injuries in the secondary. So now that you have those, how much more vulnerable are they? Thank God they've played 3 teams that are very concerned with the number of runs they call. Run the dang ball. Every run against them right now is a favor. They're 2-1, but you can throw on them at will.
Yeah, they're 2-1. But Matt Gay is going to cost them a game here if something doesn't change pretty quickly. Yeah, they're 2-1, but this kicking situation is a problem. He has missed half of his 6 field goal attempts. He missed 2 of his first 3 field goal attempts. He has now missed from inside of 40. The first 2 were 50-plus. And yeah, they're 2-1, but he's also booted a ball out of bounds on the kickoff, where he struggled, if you remember, keeping the ball in bounds in the preseason a little bit. He's a Pro Bowler. He's won a Super Bowl. This is a guy that was very, very good at one point in time, and you give him a little bit of leash here. But it's been a struggle in the kicking game. It's one of the only weaknesses on special teams they've got to this point.
They're 2-1. But the pass game has not really gotten going the way that you would like to have seen it. And Jaden Daniels is now banged up, as we know. Great chance he misses his second game. He and Terry McLaurin had 2 practices together before the season started. Now McLaurin also is banged up. McLaurin himself, 3rd leading receiver on the team, well behind Debo Samuel and Zach Ertz for those honors. They haven't gotten going. I don't know when they're going to get going now that they both have some nagging injuries.
Yeah, they're 2-1, and I'm thrilled about that. But this wide receiver position going into the week is a bit of a mess. What if Terry's out and Noah Brown's not back? And now I'm talking about Chris Moore on one side and Luke McCaffrey on the other, with Debo in motion and doing his jet action backfield stuff. Yeah, they're good. They're 2-1. They've pummeled a couple of teams that weren't very good. But wide receiver was thin as paper to start the year. They only kept 5 guys on the active roster. It wasn't until right before the season that they called up Chris Moore from the practice squad to make 6. And you're losing 2 of your top 3 in the first 3 weeks of the year, potentially? We're going to miss game time? Let's go to Zach in Stafford. You can call us at 800-636-1067 for a little yeah but here. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm saying, yeah, they're 2-1, but it's trending a lot like last year, where the quality of opponents that they're beating are like bottom half of the league teams, and we're losing to all the playoff teams.
Yeah, so the sample this year is obviously 1 game in that capacity, but your point is your point, which is this is how it went last season. Now, people will still try every now and then to knock them for last year, as if they didn't beat Tampa on the road in the playoffs or Detroit on the road, which was such a signature awesome win in the postseason. I know they got blown out in Philly, but that was 2 really damn good wins.
Yeah,
playoff wins, those matter a little bit more. Those are weighted. But his point is correct. I mean, last year, if you look at it, their only true quality signature victory against a winning playoff caliber team was Philly, who led them 14-0 when Jalen Hurts got hurt. And then they beat Kenny Pickett the rest of the way in that game. But that's a good one. Yeah, you're 2-1, but your wins are against an 0-3 Giants team that just benched their starting quarterback, whose coach might get fired imminently. And a Raiders team that is 1-2, that has a new coach and a new quarterback and a bad defense and a terrible offensive line and is probably going to finish last in the AFC West. That's reasonable.
Absolutely is.
Now, and I'd add to this, sorry. And you played the Packers the one time you played a game against a team that is playoff bound, and they bludgeoned you. Like, you didn't lose, you got embarrassed.
Now, we can have a conclusion like that after a bigger sample. It's not their fault that their first 3 games feature 2 teams that are going to pick in the top 7.
Absolutely. But I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying, dealing with the reality of what's happening.
100%. Here's another yeah but for you. I thought coming into the season, I think a lot of people did, that this offensive line would be a strength, given how they added Larry Bertelsa. They traded for him. They drafted Josh Connerly in the first round. We're already on 2 new starters, and the guy that we thought was going to be a Pro Bowl left guard was inactive this past week. And Connerly, now, granted, he's had to go up against some really, really good players at defensive end, but a lot of teams have really good players at defensive end. It's a premium position where people pay a premium for it. This is why we're here. That offensive line is in flux and hasn't been as strong as we thought just yet.
See, I'm trending up on the O-line in a big way, especially after this week. They just dominated in the run game again this week. I mean, they completely destroyed the Raiders' front. And to Josh Connerly's credit, zero pressures allowed for him this week via PFF. Now, there was one play where, you know, he's blocking down and, like, Crosby comes across and goes and gets a sack or whatever. But 0% pressure rate on – it was only 23 pass snaps. There's a lot to kind of pick through here. One, nice bounce back outing for him. Two, awesome job by Kingsbury insulating him better this week.
Yep.
Game situation helps. You're playing from in front. You're running the ball. Also, play calling helps. They ran the ball 55% of the time. It was the fifth highest run rate of any team, any game this season in the NFL. So that's a factor as well. They also did some cool things with unbalanced lines, bringing Tunsil over. They had heavy looks where, you know, a tackle was playing tight end next to him. Like, all of these things helped Connerly out against Crosby, but it's exactly what they should have done. But to your point, Laremy Tunsil's got one of the best grades as a pass blocker in the league, and the two guards they elevated, yes, they've made changes at those two positions, so that's one way to look at it. The other is those guys both kicked butt this week. I thought Wiley was really good, and Chris Paul was a big, strong man, was very solid as well. Yeah, but is the game, so you guys tell us what you are monitoring here. Yes, the team is 2-1, but what? 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll pay the bill at 5 with Jacori Kroski-Merritt joining the show on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, this is The Fan. We're 15 minutes away from Jacori Kroski-Merritt on the show. First time today. He'll be on Tuesdays at 5, all season long. Question for you on the phones right now at 800-636-1067. Guess it's a way of talking about areas where the Commanders need to tighten up, but we're going, yeah, but. They're 2-1, but dot, dot, dot. What is on your mind? Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg. What's up, Bargov? How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're 2-1, but I still have some doubts about Joe Witt against elite teams. DQ as well, but I guess more so Joe Witt. I just have some fear against elite teams that he can be outdueled. Thanks, guys.
Well, they shoved it on the two non-elite teams they played.
Yeah. So they've got that club in the bag, which, by the way, is not nothing.
Oh, it's important.
It's good enough.
I also, but... I don't even love the dismissiveness of like, yeah, but they only beat the teams. You mean that they're supposed to beat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a huge deal. That did not happen here for a really, really long time.
Yeah, you do that, you go to the postseason.
Worry about the other thing next. Like, you can't beat the elite teams until you do the first part. And they've got the first part down. Let's go to Patrick and only on the fan. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Yeah, they're 2-1, but, and you can call me crazy here, I have a feeling that this is the makings of a trap game for the guys. They're going to be playing a pretty PO'd Falcons team after what happened to them in Carolina. Terry might be out. Double covering Debo. I just think that we can't have those mistakes like the fumble from Mariota, Matt Gay missing his kicks. But that's what I got. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
Thank you. It would be a bad loss if you lose to the Falcons after they got beat 30-0 by the Panthers. I know it doesn't work that way. It's a week-to-week league, all of those things. But you just benched your quarterback. He's got more picks than touchdowns dating back to last year. They've been so listless on offense. They don't really do play action correctly. Zach Robinson is really... I don't know. He's disappointing as a play caller, as an offensive designer, in my opinion. Everything is around the line of scrimmage with wide receivers flat-footed looking back at the quarterback. Like, they don't take shots. This is a game defensively where you should be able to be okay. Now, I know that you're missing a lot on defense in some practices early this week, but assuming they're mostly healthy in the back end, you can't let the Falcons go hang 27, and there's no reason indoors on carpet why you shouldn't go out there and score in the mid-20s.
And that's my thought. But, again, I have that haunting vision of that Minnesota game from a couple of weeks ago where Atlanta's pass rush feasted. It was a low-scoring game for everybody.
That happened,
and
yeah.
There are just enough playmakers over there. And Drake London and this guy named, is it Bijan? I don't know which the pronunciation is. The running back that went 1-1 overall in everybody's fantasy draft pretty much. That dude, all he needs is a crease, and he can be a game changer.
He's back to Bijan. He said, call me Bijan. And then he decided he didn't like how it sounded, so now he wants Bijan again. Let's go to Aaron in Maryland. What's up, Aaron?
Grant, Danny, what's up, man? Look, yo, we 2-1, but I can't, outside of the good running that we've been doing, I don't know what our true identity is on offense. Like, I don't know if we're going to spam the screen button, or we're going to spam the Debo button. When all else fails, what are we going to go to? Like, what are we going to do? We're 2-1, and our core starters don't have chemistry yet. That's what I got.
So appreciate you.
Appreciate the call. By the way, Jacob Young's getting love right now on national TV on Fox for what they're calling Jacob Young keeps making catches of the year. Don't look now, but JY could win a Gold Glove Award this year.
Well deserved, frankly.
I mean, he could have won it last year and didn't, but this year at the perfect time, like ballots are due, I think, now-ish. Like they just got sent out or something this week. So all of these catches are happening at a time where everyone's thinking about it. And now you're going to look up his Savant page and see that he is 99th percentile defensively and how amazing he is with range. His arm grades out brilliantly this year as well. This might be the year where JY wins himself some gold gloves.
He could certainly use it, right? A little positive thing, because the offense hasn't come around at all. And a lot of times they give it to good defenders who have a nice year at the plate.
The yeah, but with Jacob Young is yeah, but he doesn't hit very much,
yeah.
Right? But we're doing yeah, buts for the Commanders right now. So if you had to pick one, what is your yeah, but overall? Mine would be yeah, but the injuries piling up or Matt Gay is a problem.
Yeah, but you could throw on them. And they have done an excellent job against running backs. They've done an excellent job, for the most part, against running games. But whenever teams have needed it, they can convert first downs, and guys are running free an awful lot. You could throw against these guys.
All right, Toby. Yeah, they're 2-1, but what do you got?
Yeah, they're 2-1, but who is catching passes? If Terry's going to miss a little bit of time with this quad injury, which I don't know why you would go get a second opinion if it's not going to be a little more serious than we thought. So he's going to miss some time. You understand what Debo does. There was a great play that he had in this game where he was open in the middle and Mariota found him, and he wasn't able to haul in the ball. So Debo is going to kind of do his thing, and I understand that, but Noah Brown's always banged up. Is Luke McCaffrey going to step into a bigger role? Is Chris Moore going to be that guy? I would love Jalen Lane. We understand what the tight ends kind of give you, but Debo is more so the gadget guy. Zach Ertz is kind of the third down, middle of the field, got to have it, security blanket guy. Who else is catching passes?
It's a great question. I think Terry's going to play on Sunday. I think I'm in the minority. The fact that he's getting a second opinion is surprising to me and makes me think, okay, clearly, as Toby just said, you're not getting a second opinion, you wouldn't think, unless there's some concern.
Yeah, you don't do it because everything's fine.
I also wonder if, like, he's effectively got two seasons now here, and then he is going to be a free agent again. It's so early in that I doubt you're thinking of the big picture, putting bad tape out there. But, I mean, if there's this early thought that you can play, but something doesn't quite feel right, maybe you just get another opinion to make sure you don't come back too soon or you don't play too quick too soon, and now you miss 5 or 6 weeks or something crazy in what is, you know, now, like, that's a quarter of what's left before you're a free agent at the end of next year. Ryan, yeah, they're 2-1, but.
Yeah, they're 2-1, but how sure are we about this offense line at this point in time? They played not very well against the Green Bay Packers. They looked pretty good this past week against the Raiders, but you've got a ton of really good defensive lines coming up. You've got the Eagles a couple of times in the season, the Giants again. I think the Giants are a really tough D-line to play, and also just plenty of others. Chris Jones going against the Kansas City Chiefs. Can this offensive interior really hold up with Jaden Daniels healthy, with Bill behind there? You got a lot of different question marks surrounding the offensive line.
And Daniels holding the ball longer, right? Like, Mariota, to his credit, got the ball out very quickly. 3 steps, 5 steps, 7 steps, as designed, ball's out, back of the drop, he's throwing it. There's not a whole lot of added blocking in pass pro to be done. With Daniels, this is a gift. He's going to hold onto the ball and make a big play and move around and extend and create, but it does make your job a lot harder. I was talking to Logan on Take Command a couple weeks back about Connerly, and he said that he said this on the podcast, but he said he saw Nick Allegretti like walking off the field or something, and he was talking to him about Connerly, and I think Allegretti said something like, or whoever, I think it was Nick Allegretti, he said something like, yeah, I got to talk to him about playing with Jaden because it's a little more complicated and harder than just normal or something like that. And the point was, you saw Lamar last night. Like, he's going to drop back. He's not going to do 5 or 7 steps. That's what it calls for. He's just running around back there, and he's just buying time, basically. That changes how hard it is as an offensive lineman when you don't really know where the dude is behind you.
Totally true.
So there's something to that, I think, moving forward. And Mariota's a little bit more just in structure. Sounds like it, you know, that's what you want all the time, but it's not. You know, if you wanted that all the time, like, plays are dead with Jared Goff. Plays are dead with Cousins. They're not dead with Jaden Daniels. All right, Darius.
Yeah, the Commanders are 2-1, but the rest of the NFC's got a lot of good teams in it right now. Probably deeper than we thought it was. The whole NFC West is above 500 right now. 3 of the 4 teams in the NFC North are above 500 right now. The Bears could probably go on a little run now that they've got a little confidence built up after beating the Cowboys. And if you're not going to win your division, that NFC wildcard playoff picture is going to be pretty crowded. So, yeah, they're 2-1.
That's a great point. I love that. I've not thought of that. Yeah, Philly's legit. Dallas and New York, probably not. NFC North, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago are all going to be competitive-ish. We'll see about the Bears, but the other three teams have a chance at 2-1 to be playoff-type teams. South is the Bucs and probably nothing else. But in the West, San Francisco, L.A., I mean, you might be 40.
Yeah, all flawed, but all winning records and all been pretty competitive.
No, it's a good call. Good point by Darius. Ja'Cory, Kroski, Merritt, Commanders, running back, will join us next on Grant and Danny for our first weekly appointment at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays with him. Don't miss it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.